وأقول في القرآن ما جاءت به آياته فهو الكريم المنزال. وأقول قال الله جل جلاله والمصطفى الهادي ولا أتأول.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، له الحمد الحسن والثناء الجميل، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. Today inshallah ta'ala we're going to do the last and final imam, and that is al-imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. هو الإمام حقا وشيخ الإسلام صدقا أبو عبد الله أحمد بن محمد بن حنبل المروزي ثم البغدادي أحد الأئمة الأعلام. أحمد رحمه الله, his kunya is أبو عبد الله. His name is أحمد. His father's name is محمد بن حنبل. المروزي ثم البغدادي. The father of الإمام أحمد بن حنبل, he was min ajnadi maru, and he died a youth at the age of 30. Okay. And Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah, he grew up as an orphan. It was said that his mother, Ahmad ibn Hanbal's mother, yani tahawwalat min maru, she left maru wa hiya hamilun bihi, while she was pregnant with Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. Salih, who is the son of Imam Ahmad, he said, قَالَ لِي أَبِي, my father said to me, وُلِدْتُ فِي رَبِيعِ الْأَوَّلِ, I was born in the month رَبِيعِ الْأَوَّلِ, سَنَةَ أَرْبَعٍ وَسِتِينَ وَمِئَةٍ, and the year was 164. سَنَةَ أَرْبَعٍ وَسِتِينَ وَمِئَةٍ, 164. Now, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to go into the shuyukh of Al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. Ahmad, rahimahullah, sought knowledge, يعني طلب العلم وهو ابن خمسة عشرة سنة. He was 15 years of age. في العام الذي مات فيه مالك. It was the year which Imam Malik passed away, and Hamad ibn Zayd. أحمد رحمه الله, he was 15 and he embarked on the path of seeking knowledge. فسمع من هشيم بن بشير. He heard from هشيم بن بشير. And he took from him so much. فأكثر وجود. He also took from سفيان بن عيينة الهلالي. He also took from Al-Qadi Abi Yusuf. He also took from Jarir ibn Abdul Hamid, Abu Bakr ibn Ayyash, Abi Muawiyah al-Darir, Gundarin, wa ibn Ulayyah, wa Yazid ibn Harun. He also heard from Min Waqi'ah, and he took a lot from him. Wa Yahya ibn Sa'id al-Qattan, and he took a lot from him. And Abdul Rahman ibn Mahdi, and also Muhammad ibn Idris al-Shafi'i. Until he came to يعني قتيبة بن سعيد and علي بن المديني and أبو بكر بن أبي شيبة and جماعة من أقرانه, which he يعني who are his contemporaries, but he also took from them as well. The number of شيوخ and teachers that الإمام أحمد took from in just the مسند, يعني the كتاب, his مسند, the شيوخ in which he took from, are 280 ونيف, 280 odd number, 280 something. That's just his musnad. The people that took from Al-Imam Ahmad are Al-Imam Al-Bukhari rahimahullah, also Ahmad ibn al-Hasan, Muslim, Abu Dawood, his two children, Salih and Abdullah, also took from him. Also his cousin, Hanbal ibn Ishaq. And also some of his shuyukhs, they took from him as well. Some of his own teachers, they took hadiths from him. Like Abdul Razzaq ibn Hammam al-San'ani and al-Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah ta'ala. Ahmad ibn Hanbal, the hadiths that he gave to al-Imam al-Shafi'i, Shafi'i never named Al-Imam Ahmad. He kept saying, حدثني ثقة, a reliable person told me. And he was referring to Al-Imam Ahmad rahimahullah. Also, Ali ibn al-Madini took from him as well. And Yahya ibn Ma'in, and Abu Zur'a, and Abu Hatim, wa umamun siwahum, and many other people other than them, they took from Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, which are his contemporaries. The next point I want to go into is صفته, his description and how he looked. Muhammad ibn Abbas in Nahwi, he said, رأيت أحمد ibn حنبل, I saw Ahmad ibn حنبل, حسن الوجه, ربعة, beautiful face. And his height was in the middle. يخضب بالحناء, he placed حناء on his bed. خطابا ليس بالقاني في لحيته شعرات سود. Some of his beard was black still. ورأيت ثيابه غلاظا بيضا. He also wore thick white thobe. Okay, ورأيته معتما وعليه إزار. And he would wear عمامة on his head. Okay, and a إزار, the bottom. مروذي, he said, رأيت أبا عبد الله إذا كان في البيت عامة جلوسه متربعا خاشعا. أحمد, the majority, المروذي, he's saying, I saw him and the majority of Imam Ahmed's يعني, type of sitting was like this, the way I'm sitting right now. He used to cross his feet. That's the type of person he was. He then said, فَإِذَا كَانَ بَرًّا لَمْ يَتَبَيَّنْ مِنْهُ شِدَّةَ خُشُوعٍ وَكُنْتُ أَدْخُلُ وَالْجُزْءُ فِي يَدِهِ يَقْرَأ. This type of خشوع, the way he sat, with humility, crossed his feet. And he was a person, excessively reading. So Al-Marrudi, he's saying, when I entered onto him, he would have something in his hands, he would be reading. المايموني, he said, ما أعلم أني رأيت أحدا أنظف بدنا ولا أشد تعاهدا لنفسه أما تعاهدا لنفسه في شاربه وشعر رأسه وشعر بدنه ولا أنقى ثوبا بشدة بياض من أحمد بن حنبل من أحمد بن حنبل. المايموني, he said, I don't know that I saw أحداً أنظفاً بدناً, a person whose body is more cleaner, ولا أشد تعاهداً لنفسه في شاربه, and someone who was consistently looking at his mustache and his hair and his body, ولا أنقى ثوباً, and had a more cleaner clothing, used to make sure his clothes was clean, okay, من أحمد بن حنبل, than الإمام أحمد, an excessively clean person, he used to take care of his appearance and the way he looked. عبد الله بن أحمد بن حنبل, he said, قال لي أبي, my father said to me, خذ أي كتاب شئت من كتب وكيع من المصنف فإن شئت أن تسألني عن الكلام حتى أخبرك بالإسناد وإن شئت بالإسناد حتى أخبرك أنا بالكلام. عبد الله بن أحمد بن حنبل, he said, my father would say to me, take any of the works of وكيع بن جراح الرؤاسي, so any of his books, any of his works, to pick it up, okay, and ask me about any of the chains. Or you read the wordings and I'll tell you what's the chain for it. Or if you want, you give me the chain and I'll tell you the wording. Abdullah ibn Ahmad ibn Hanbal, he said, قال لي أبو زرعة, Abu Zur'ah said to me one day, Abu Zur'ah al-Razi, the great scholar of Hadith, the teacher of Imam al-Bukhari, Abu Zur'ah al-Razi, who said, to Ahmed, Abdullah ibn Ahmed ibn Hanbal, the son of Imam Ahmed. He said to him, أَبُوكَ يَحْفَظُ أَلْفَ حَدِيثٍ, and your father has memorized a million hadith. فَقِيلَ لَهُ, then it was said to Abu Zur'ah, وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ, how do you know he memorized that much? قَالَ, he said, دَاكَرْتُهُ, I revised with him. فَأَخَذْتُ عَلَيْهِ الْأَبْوَابَ, and I took from him the abwab. Allahu Akbar. يعني Ahmed ibn Hanbal had memorized a million hadith with their chains. فهذه حكاية صحيحة في سعة علم أبي عبد الله. That's what Dhabi said. Dhabi said, this story is true. It is right. And he said, this authentic story actually shows and indicates سعة علم أبي عبد الله, how vast the knowledge of Imam Ahmed was. وكانوا يعدون في ذلك المكرر والأثر وفتوى التابعي وما فسر ونحو ذلك. All of that which Ahmed was saying, the minin hadith, of course, Dhabi says they're counting the mukarrar. The hadith can be one, but it might have been narrated from a few different chains. So they're counting each chain as a separate one. Wal athar, and also the statements of the sahabas and the tabi'een as well. Wa fatwa al-tabi'i, wa ma fussira, and any tafsir that has been given that has come from anyone with its chain, they were considering it as well part of that number, inshallah ta'ala.
وإلا فالمتون المرفوعة القوية لا تبلغ عشرة مشار ذلك.
Dhahabi says, because the wordings of the hadith of the Prophet, of course they don't reach that much. Okay, Ibrahim al-Harbi, he said, رأيت أبا عبد الله كأن الله جمع له علم الأولين والآخرين.
Ibrahim al-Harbi, he said, I saw Aba Abdullah, يعني أحمد بن حنبل. كأن الله جمع له, it was like Allah gathered in him, علم الأولين والآخرين, the knowledge of the early ones and the ones who came after.
إسحاق بن راهوية, he said, كنت أجالس أحمد, I used to sit with الإمام أحمد.
وابن معين, I used to sit with يحيى بن معين.
ونتذاكر, we used to revise.
فأقول ما فقه,
يعني ما فقه.
And I would say to him, what is the fiqh in this? What is the, ما تفسيره? What is the tafsir of this?
فيسكتون إلا أحمد.
All of them go quiet, except Imam Ahmed.
يعني يحيى معين would know the hadith, but when he came to the fiqh of the hadith like that, Ahmed was better, لا شك.
أبو بكر الخلال, he said, كان أحمد قد كتب كتب الرأي وحفظها ثم لم يلتفت إليها.
Ahmed ibn Hanbal, he got himself the books of the Ahlul Ra'i, Madrasa to Ahlul Kufa, their works, Abu Hanifa and the Madrasa. He got their works, he memorized it, and he never looked at it again.
Ibrahim ibn Shammas, he said, سمعت وكيعاً وحفظ ابن غياث يقولاني.
I heard وكيع and حفظ ابن غياث saying,
ما قدم الكوفة مثل ذلك الفتى.
No one came from Kufa like this young boy. Who?
يعنياني, they both meant أحمد بن حنبل.
There is no one who came, يعني Kufa, like this young boy. يعني الإمام أحمد.
يحيى بن سعيد القطان, he said, ما قدم علينا مثل هذين.
There has not come to us anyone like these two.
هذين هو ذي أحمد بن حنبل ويحيى بن معين.
وما قدم علي من بغداد أحب إلي من أحمد بن حنبل.
And no one has come to me from Baghdad more beloved to me than أحمد بن حنبل.
مهنا بن يحيى, he said, قد رأيت بن عيينة, I saw with my eyes يحيى بن سفيان بن عيينة ووكيعا وعبد الرزاق, all these beasts and mountains of knowledge. يعني سفيان بن عيينة and وكيع بن جراح الرؤاسي and عبد الرزاق بن همام الصنعاني, all three of them, والناس and all of the other scholars,
ما رأيت رجلا أجمع من أحمد في علمه وزهده وورعه وذكر أشياء.
No one they saw that gathered the knowledge, the piety, the asceticism like Ahmed ibn Hanbal.
Abdullah ibn Imam Ahmed ibn Hanbal, he said, سمعت أبي يقول,
I heard my father say, قدمت صنعاء.
Ahmed said, I came to Sana'a.
And of course, Sana'a was the place where Abdul Razak ibn Hammam al-San'ani lived, the great muhaddith.
He said, I didn't just come there by myself.
Ana wa Yahya ibn Ma'in. Me and Yahya ibn Ma'in.
فَمَضَيْتُ إِلَىٰ عَبْدِ الرَّزَاقِ فِي قَرْيَتِهِ.
So, and Ahmed said, I made my decision to go to Abdul Razak in his village.
وَتَخَلَّفَ يَحْيَى. Yahya stayed back.
فَلَمَّا ذَهَبْتُ أَدُقُّ الْبَابَ, when I came and knocked on the door, قَالَ لِي بَقَالٌ تُجَاهَ دَارِهِ.
It was said to me, بقال, يعني تجاه داره, مه, wait, لا تدق.
فإن الشيخ يهاب, this sheikh is someone you have to respect.
فجلست, I sat down,
حتى إذا كان قبل المغرب,
خرج فوثبت إليه.
He came out and I jumped on him.
وفي يدي أحاديث انتقيتها,
in my hand there were some أحاديث that I selected.
فسلمت وقلت حدثني بهذه.
Tell me about this.
رحمك الله.
فإني رجل غريب. I'm a strange man. I'm not from this place.
عبد الرزاق then said to him, ومن أنت, who are you then?
قلت, I said, أنا أحمد بن حنبل.
فقال, أحمد then said, فضمني إليه.
He grabbed me and he cuddled me.
وقال, he then said to me,
بالله أنت أبو عبد الله.
By Allah, are you أبو عبد الله?
أحمد بن حنبل.
ثم أخذ الأحاديث وجعل يقرأها حتى أظلم الليل.
So what he did was, he started to narrate those ahadiths, and Abdul Razak was the sheikh, and Ahmed ibn Hanbal was the student taken from him.
Al-Ramadi said, سمعت عبد الرزاق,
I heard عبد الرزاق بن همام الصنعاني,
ذكر أحمد بن حنبل,
mentioning Ahmed ibn Hanbal,
فدمعت عيناه, his eyes, دموع came from it, tears. فقال, he said, بلغني أن نفقته نفدت. فأخذت بيده. فأقمت خلف الباب. I heard that his money went. And he finished, it came to an end. And I grabbed him by the hand and I stood him behind the door. وما معناه أحد. وما معنا أحد. There was no one with me. فأعطيت عشرة دنانير. I gave him 10 دنانير. فقال, he said to me, يا أبا بكر, لو قبلت من أحد شيئا قبلت منك. If I was to ever accept it from someone, I would have accepted this wealth from you. Abdullah mentions, Abdullah ibn Ahmed ibn Hanbal, he said, قلت لي أبي, I said to my father, بلغني, it reached me, أن عبد الرزاق عرض عليك دنانير. I heard عبد الرزاق بن همام الصنعاني gave you money. قال نعم أحمد said, yes he did. وأعطاني يزيد بن هارون 500 درهم فلم أقبل. And I never accepted it. الجوزجاني said, كان أحمد بن حنبل يصلي بعبد الرزاق فسهى. He was praying leading عبد الرزاق and he did a mistake. فسأل عنه عبد الرزاق فأخبر أنه لم يأكل شيئا منذ 3 أيام. عبد الرزاق asked, how did that happen? And he was informed that he never ate for 3 days. Ahmed never ate for 3 days. يعني Ahmed was tired and fatigued and hungry. That's why he did a mistake. Ahmed ibn Sinan al-Qattan, he said, ما رأيت يزيد لأحد أشد تعظيما منه لأحمد بن حنبل ولا أكرم أحدا مثله كان يقعده إلى جنبه ويوقره ولا يمازجه ولا يمازحه. أحمد بن سنان القطان, he said, ما رأيت يزيد, I never saw يزيد, يعني ابن هارون, أشد تعظيما منه لأحمد بن حنبل, respect someone as much as he did, like the way he respected أحمد بن حنبل. ولا أكرم أحدا مثله, كان يقعده إلى جنبه, would put him to his side, okay, ويوقره ولا يمازحه, he would respect him and honor him, and he wouldn't joke. عبد الرزاق بن همام صنعاني, he said, ما رأيت أحد الأفقه ولا أروع من أحمد بن حنبل. I have never seen anyone more, يعني, who has more fiqh, more piety than أحمد بن حنبل. الإمام الذهبي said in سير أعلام النبلاء, he said, the one who's saying this is عبد الرزاق بن همام صنعاني. الذهبي said, قال هذا وقد رأى مثل الثوري ومالك وابن جريج. عبد الرزاق بن همام الصنعاني, he met مالك بن أنس and سفيان الثوري and يعني ابن جريج, and he's saying this about الإمام أحمد بن حنبل. Shows you Ahmed's status, right? إسماعيل بن علي, he said, أنه قيمت الصلاة فقال ها هنا أحمد بن حنبل قولوا له يتقدم يصلي بنا. إسماعيل بن علي, he said, the salah was, the iqama of the salah was done. فقال, he said, أحمد بن حنبل is here, let him lead the people the prayer. الهيثم بن جميل الحافظ, he said about الإمام أحمد, إن عاش أحمد, if Ahmed lives on the, in this world, سيكون حجة على أهل زمانه, he's going to be a proof against the people of his time, he's going to be a حجة. قتيبة بن سعيد, he said, خير أهل زماننا بن المبارك ثم هذا الشاب. The best of our timing, the best person is Abdullah ibn Mubarak. And then after that, this youth. يعني أحمد بن حنبل. وإذا رأيت رجلا يحب أحمد فعلم أنه صاحب سنة. قتيبة then said, anyone, if you see anyone who loves أحمد بن حنبل, know that he's a person of the sunnah. ذهبي said, ولو أدرك عصر الثوري والأوزاعي والليث لكان هو المقدم عليه. Sorry, not the Imam الذهبي. قتيبة said this. He said, ولو أدرك عصر الثوري, if Ahmed was to meet the time of سفيان الثوري and the time of الإمام الأوزاعي and the time of ليث بن سعد, لكان هو المقدم عليهم. The person they would put number one, they would put forward, would be none other than Ahmed ibn Hanbal. فقيل لقتيبة, then it was said to قتيبة, يضم أحمد إلى التابعين. Can we say that Ahmed is part of the تابعين? Can we put him in the rank of the تابعين? Qutaybah then said, إلى كبار التابعين. Not just from the tabi'in. He's from the senior tabi'in, Ahmed. And if you go to Imam Ahmed's Musnad, Ahmed took from Qutaybah, right? Many ahadiths. Imam al-Muzani, Ismail ibn Yahya al-Muzani said, قال لي الشافعي, Shafi'i said to me, Ismail ibn Yahya al-Muzani said this. He said, Shafi'i said to me, رأيت ببغداد شابا. In Baghdad, I saw a youth. إذا قال, if this youth says حدثنا قال الناس كلهم صدقة, the people all will say he said the truth. Then Ismail ibn Yahya al-Muzani said, who is this person then? ومن هو؟ الإمام الشافعي, he said أحمد بن حنبل. حرملة, he said I heard شافعي يقول سين خرجت من بغداد, I left from Baghdad, فما خلفت بها رجلا أفضل ولا أعلم ولا أفقه ولا أتقى من أحمد بن حنبل. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i said, I left Baghdad and I haven't left behind a man more virtuous, more knowledgeable, more يعني, grounded in understanding, ولا أتقى, more pious than Ahmad ibn Hanbal. Ali ibn al-Madini, he said, قال أعز الله الدين بالصديق يوم الردة. Ali ibn al-Madini said this. He said, أعز الله الدين, Allah gave victory to this religion, Allah honored this religion, بالصديق يوم الردة, the day of apostasy. Allah saved the religion through Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. وبأحمد يوم المحنة. And Al-Imam Ahmed on the day of the Mihna, when the Quran was said to be created by a group of people, they said that the Quran was created. Ahmed ibn Hanbal that day stood up and defended the religion. وبأحمد يوم المحنة. Abu Ubaid, he said, إني لأتدين بذكر أحمد. ما رأيت رجلا أعلم بالسنة منه. أبو عبيدة he said, I يعني لأتدين بذكر أحمد. I see as a religious يعني practice the mention of أحمد بن حنبل because I've never seen anyone more knowledgeable than him in the Sunnah. يعني mentioning أحمد, you're mentioning the hadiths of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and the way he was involved and the way he was grounded and the way he was يعني, in those chains of narrations, you would mention Ahmed ibn Hanbal, right? Yahya ibn Ma'in, he said, أرادوا أن أكون مثل أحمد. The people wanted me to be like Al-Imam Ahmed. والله لا أكون مثله أبدا. I would never be like him ever. I would never be like him. Ibn Abi Hatim, he said, سألت أبي, I asked my father, عن علي بن المديني وأحمد محمد بن حنبل أيهما أفضل أحفظه. عبد الرحمن ibn Abi Hatim, he went to his father Abu Hatim al-Razi and he asked him about Ali ibn al-Madini and Ahmed ibn Hanbal, ayyuma ahfad, who is memorized more? Ali ibn al-Madini or Ahmed ibn Hanbal? Who memorized more? And then Abu Hatim al-Razi, he said, kana fil hifdh mutaqaribayn. In terms of memorization, they were close to each other. Wa kana Ahmed afqah, lakin Ahmed had more fiqh. Idha ra'ayta man yuhibbu Ahmeda, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ صَاحِبَ السُنَّةِ. If you see anyone who loves Ahmed ibn Hanbal, know that he's a person of the Sunnah. وَقَالَ أَبُو زُرْعَةَ, أَبُو زُرْعَةَ الرَّازِي said, أحمد بن حنبل أكبر من إسحاق وأفقه. Ahmed ibn Hanbal is greater than إسحاق ibn راهوية. And he has more fiqh than Abu إسحاق ibn راهوية. ما رأيت أحدا. I've never seen anyone ma ra'aytu ahadan akmala min Ahmed. I've never seen anyone more complete than Ahmed ibn Hanbal. Al-Imam al-Nasa'i wadri say, jama' Ahmed ibn Hanbal in al-ma'rifata. Ahmed ibn Hanbal has gathered the understanding of what? Bil hadithi, the hadith. Wal fiqhi, wal wara'i, wal zuhdi, wal sabri, all of that. Understanding the religion, piety, asceticism, patience, Ahmed gathered all of that. Abu Dawud he said, kanat majalisu Ahmeda مجالس الآخرة لا يذكر فيها شيء من أمر الدنيا ما رأيت ذكر الدنيا قط. Abu Dawood, he said, Ahmed's gatherings was what? مجالس الآخرة. It was the gatherings of the hereafter. لا يذكر فيها شيء من أمر الدنيا. No one speaks about the worldly affairs. ما رأيت ذكر الدنيا. I never saw him mention the dunya. Ibn Salm, he said, سمعت محمد بن نصر المروزي صاحب تعظيم قدر الصلاة saying, صرت إلى دار أحمد بن حنبل. I came to the house of Imam Ahmed ibn Hanbal مرارا, many times. وسألت, I asked him عن مسائل, I asked him about some issues. فقيل له, it was said to me, أكان أكثر حديثا أم إسحاق؟ Who had more hadiths, أحمد أو إسحاق؟ قال he said بل أحمد أكثر حديثا وأروع وأحمد فاق أهل زمانه. أحمد had more hadiths, more pious. أحمد passed the people of his time. الإمام الذهبي he said كان أحمد عظيم الشأن. أحمد was, his affairs was great and high. رأسا في الحديث, he's an imam in hadith. He's a leader in hadith. وفي الفقه, he's also a leader in fiqh. وفي التأله, in worship. أثنى عليه خلق من خصومه. Even his opponents have praised him. فما الظن بإخوانه وأقرانه. If his opponents and the people hated him, praised him, then what do you think about his colleagues and his friends? كان مهيبا في ذات الله. He was يعني respected, رحمه الله, honored. Abu Ubaidin, he said, ما هبت أحدا في مسألة ما هبت أحمد بن حنبل. I never ever يعني respected and honored someone in asking them something the way I was when it came to Ahmed bin Hanbal. Now, inshallah ta'ala, I want to go into فصل في فضله وتألهه وشمائله. I want to go to Imam Ahmed ibn Hanbal's virtue and his ibadah of this great man. صالح ibn Ahmed ibn Hanbal, he said, دخلت على أبي يوما أيام الواثقي. I entered onto my father the days of Al-Wathiq, the leader Al-Wathiq. This was the time Ahmed went through a trial and tribulation. Inshallah, we'll talk about it. والله يعلم على أي حال نحن. And as Salih is the son, so he's saying, Allah knows how our situation as a family was and this kind of situation we were. وَقَدْ خَرَجَ لِصَلَاتٍ. His father left out for prayer. He went out to do Salat al-Asr. وَكَانَ لَهُ لِبْدٌ يَجْلِسُ عَلَيْهِ قَدْ أَتَى عَلَيْهِ سُنُونَ كَثِيرَةٌ قَدْ بَلِيَ. Ahmed had a libdun, a place where he used to sit, rahimahullah. And it kind of wore out. Okay, and it was like a bag. He used to put stuff in there as well, and his keep. And his simple house, a place he used to sleep, a place he used to sit, a place he used to put his work and his books, rahimahullah ta'ala, or whatever he wrote, his notes. وَإِذَا تَحْتَهُ كِتَابٌ غَادِرٌ. يعني there was a qirtas, scrolls. In there it said a letter from someone. So in this note it says, بَلَغَنِي يَا أَبَا عَبْدِ اللَّهِ. يعني Ahmed, it has reached me, this person is saying to Imam Ahmed, it has reached me, مَا أَنْتَ فِيهِ مِنَ الضِّيقِ, that which you are upon in terms of, يعني, you're tight on money, you have nothing, you're low on money, you're struggling. وَمَا عَلَيْكَ مِنَ الدَّيْنِ, and the debt that is upon you. وَقَدْ وَجَّهْتُ إِلَيْكَ بِأَرْبَعَةِ الْآلَافِ دِرْهَمٍ. And now I'm sending you 4,000 dirhams. بِأَرْبَعَةِ آلَافِ دِرْهَمٍ. This is your money. وَمَا هِيَ مِنْ صَدَقَةٍ وَلَا زَكَاتٍ. This is not sadaqah and it's not zakat. وَإِنَّمَا هُوَ شَيْءٌ وَرِثْتُ مِنْ أَبِي. Something I inherited from my father. فَقَرَأْتُ الْكِتَابَ. I read the book. وَوَضَعْتُ. I placed it. صالح السيد. فَلَمَّا دَخَلَ when my father entered, قُلْتُ. I said, يَا أَبِي مَا هَذَا الْكِتَابُ. My father, what is this book? فَأَحْمَرَّ وَجْهُ. His face became red. وَقَالَ, he said, قَدْ رَفَعْتُهُ مِنْكْ. I raised it from you. ثُمَّ كَتَبَ إِلَى الرَّجُلِ. And then he wrote a letter to the man. وَصَلَ كِتَابُكَ إِلَيَّ. Your letter has reached me. وَنَحْنُ فِي عَافِيَةٍ. We are upon a health. As a family, we're healthy. فَأَمَّا الدَّيْنُ. As for the debt that you had, فَإِنَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ لَا يُرْهِقُنَا. The debt is a man who's not troubling us right now. وَأَمَّا عِيَالُنَا. And as for our children, فَفِي نِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ. They are upon the blessing of Allah. فَلَمَّا مَضَتْ سَنَةً أَوْ نَحْوُهَا. When like a year or something went by, ذَكَرْنَاهَا. We revised it. We spoke about the issue of the money. فَقَالَ, he said to us, Imam Ahmed said to his children and his family, لَوْ كُنَّا قَبِلْنَا قَدْ كَانَتْ قَدْ ذَهَبَتْ. If we accepted it, yes, but it's been taken and it's now no longer there anymore. Okay. عبيد القاري, he said, دخل على أحمد عمه. أحمد بن حنبل's uncle entered onto him. فقال, he said to him, يا ابن أخي إيش هذا الغم. What is this stress? وإيش هذا الحزن. فرفع رأسه. أحمد raised his head. وقال he said يا عم طوبى لمن أخمل الله ذكره. يعني this is the time Ahmed's going through hardship, struggle. رحمه الله رحمة واسعة. He doesn't feel it at all. صالح even went on to say ربما رأيت أبي يأخذ الكسرة ينفض الغبار عنها. My father would take a piece of bread. He would clear off it the dust. ويسيرها في قصعة and he would place it inside a plate or a place. ويصب عليها ماء and he would pour water on it. ثم يأكلها بالملح and he would eat it with salt. وكان يأتدم بالخل كثيرا. And he would use vinegar a lot. For a long, long time, he lived like that, Ahmed ibn Hanbal. وربما, maybe, اعتللت فيأخذ قدحا فيه ماء فيقرأ فيه ثم يقول اشرب منه واغسل وجهك ويديك. Sometimes, يعني, he would, after his son, he would give him يعني, water and he would read the Quran or something on it. And he will say to me, "Ishrab minhu, drink from it. Wash your face and your hands with it." He will say this to his son, Salih. Salih is the oldest one he has. وربما خرج إلى البقال فيشتري الحطب والشيء فيحمله بيديه. And sometimes he would go to the shop, Ahmed Mahabbal, and he would bring, يعني, coals and sticks to make fire with it, and he would carry all of that himself. And I would hear him a lot, Salih saying, كنت أسمعه كثيرا يقول. I used to hear my father say a lot, اللهم سلم سلم. Oh Allah, bring salam, peace upon us. Oh Allah, bring salam to us. المروذي, he said, قلت لي أبي عبد الله, I said to Ahmed ibn Hanbal, ما أكثر الداعي لك؟ فقال أخاف أن يكون هذا استدراجا بأي شيء هذا. Ahmed ibn Hanbal, مروذي said, I said to Abi Abdullah Ahmed Mahabbal, what is the يعني أكثر الداعي for you? He said, I'm scared that this all might be استدراج. يعني سنستدرجهم من حيث لا يعلمون وأمني لهم إن كيدي متين. أما فلما نسوا ما ذكروا به فتحنا عليهم أبواب كل شيء حتى إذا فرحوا بما أوتوا أخذناهم بغتة فإذا هم مبلسون. Ahmed is scared that all of this might just be a mirage. He's scared that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him everything here and that nothing waits for him. Al-Marrudhiyu, he said, رَأَيْتُ طَبِيبًا نَصْرَانِيًّا خَرَجَ مِنْ عِنْدِ أَحْمَدْ وَمَعَهُ رَاهِبٌ. I saw a doctor who was Christian and with him was a monk, a Christian monk. فَقَالَ, he said, إِنَّهُ سَأَلَنِي عَنْ إنه سألني أن يجيء معي ليرى أبا عبد الله. The monk asked the doctor, the Christian doctor, if he can go and visit Imam Ahmed with him. So I want to go and meet Ahmed with you. وأدخلت نصرانيا على أبا عبد الله. So Al-Marrudhi said, I told the doctor to come in and I also told the monk to also enter. فقال له, the monk said, إني لأشتهي أن أراك منذ السنين. For many years I wanted to see you, Ahmed. ما بقاؤك صلاح للإسلام وحدهم. Your presence amongst us is not just a benefit for the Muslims, it's also a benefit for us as well. بل للخلق جميعا, for all of creation, someone like you to live amongst us, it's a blessing. وليس من أصحابنا أحد إلا وقد رضي بك. And there is not from amongst us anyone except that we are pleased with you, Ahmed, the type of person you are. فَقُلْتُ لِأَبِي, I then said to my father, إِنِّي لَأَرْجُ أَنْ أَكُونَ يُدْعَى لَكَ فِي جَمِيعِ الْأَمْصَارِ. Salih said, I wish, no sorry, not Salih, sorry, Al-Marrudhi said, قُلْتُ لِأَبِي عَبْدِ اللَّهِ, I said to Imam Ahmed, إِنِّي لَأَرْجُ, I wish, أن يكون يدعى لك في جميع الأمصار. That your dua is done for you in all of the lands. فقال, he then said to Al-Marrudhi, يا أبا بكر, إذا عرف الرجل نفسه, if a person knows himself, فما ينفعه كلام الناس, the people's praise and what they say about you does not benefit you. Now, inshallah ta'ala, I want to go into adabihi, his mannerism, Ahmad ibn Hanbal. Abdullah ibn Ahmad ibn Hanbal mentioned, he said, رأيت أبي, I saw my father, يأخذ شعرة من شعر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيضعها على فيه يقلبها. I saw my father, he had a hair from the hair of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم's hair, what would he do? He would place it on his mouth, Imam Ahmad, and he would kiss it. The hair of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. Abdullah ibn Ahmad ibn Hanbal mentioned that. And he even said, وَأَحْسَبُ أَنِّي رَأَيْتُ يَضَعْهَا عَلَى عَيْنَيْهِ. I even think he used to take it and place it on his eyes. وَيَغْمِسُهَا فِي الْمَاءِ وَيَشْرَبُهُ. He would dip it inside the water that he wanted to drink. يَسْتَشْفِي بِهِ, looking for barakah in it. Looking for cure in it. وَرَأَيْتُ أَخَذَ قَصْعَةَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَغَسَلَهَا. I even saw him take the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's qas'a that he used to, the plate of the Prophet alaihi wasallam, he washed it. ثم شرب فيه, and he drank from it. ورأيت يشرب من ماء زمزم يستشفي به. I even saw my father drinking zamzam water, looking for cure from it. ويمسح به يديه ووجهه, wiping it over his hands and his face. Now, what I want to talk about, brothers, is التبرك بآثار النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, looking for barakah in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's yani hair and this and clothing and this and that. It's amrun mashru', it's permissible, it is allowed. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for example, his hair, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wudu', the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's utensils, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's clothing, in which touched that came into contact with the Prophet's body, to try to look for barakah in it, kullu dhalika mubarak, it's, all of that is blessed. يشرع التبرك به, and you can look for barakah in it باتفاق العلماء, by unanimous agreement of the ulama. وهذا ما كان يفعله الإمام أحمد, and that is what Imam Ahmad used to do, رحمه الله. But what we should know is these آثار today قد فقدت, today is not there. The reason for that is because بعد العهد وطول الزمان, the time has been long. No one can actually prove to you that this hair that's in this particular museum is the hair of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. And no one can actually prove to you these cups and these pots and these pans that are today present in these museums, that they are anything to do with the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. Okay? So that's something we need to understand, inshallah ta'ala. Ahmad ibn Sa'id al-Darimi, he said, كتب إلي أحمد بن حنبل. Ahmad ibn Hanbal wrote to me, and he said to me, إلى أبي جعفر, إلى أبي جعفر أكرمه الله من أحمد, من أحمد ابن حنبل, to أبي جعفر, may Allah honor him, from أحمد ابن حنبل. You can see the humbleness of Imam Ahmad رحمه الله. He didn't say from الإمام العالم الورع الزاهد التقي البر, none of that. Just refer to himself as his name. عبد الرحمن الزهري, he said, مضى عمي إلى أحمد ابن حنبل فسلم عليه فلما رآه وثب قائما وأكرمه. Abdurrahman ibn Hurmuz, Abdurrahman al-Zuhri, he said, Mada ammi ila Ahmad, my uncle went to Ahmad ibn Hanbal. Fasallama alayhi, he gave him salams. Falamma ra'ahu, when he saw him, wathaba qa'iman, Ahmad stood up straight away, jumped, wa akramahu, and he honored him. Qala al-Marrudi, he said, Qala li Ahmadu, Ahmad said, Ma katabtu hadithan illa wa qad amiltu bihi. I have not written any hadith except that I acted upon it. حتى مر بي أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم احتجم. That even it came to me a hadith that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he did hijama. وأعطى أبا طيبة دينارا, and that the Prophet gave أبا طيبة a dinar. فأعطيت الحجام دينارا حين احتجمت. And I did the same thing. When the man did hijama for me, when he did the cupping for me, I gave him the dinar. Hanbal said, رأيت أبا عبد الله إذا أراد القيام قال لجلسائه إذا شئت. From the mannerism that Ahmed had, was that whenever he would leave a gathering, Hanbal mentions, I saw it with my own eyes, he said, Ahmed wanting to stand up and leave, he asked the people he was with, إذا شئتم, if you guys can give me permission. Abdullah ibn Ahmad, he said, سمعت أبي يقول, I heard my father saying, قال لي الشافعي, Shafi'i said to me, Ahmad saying this, يا أبا عبد الله إذا صح عندكم الحديث فأخبرونا حتى نرجع إليهم أنتم أعلم بالأخبار الصحاح منا فإذا كان خبر صحيح فعلمني حتى أذهب إليه. Shafi'i said to Ahmad ibn Hanbal, يا أبا عبد الله, if a hadith is صحيح, then tell us so we can go towards it. You are more knowledgeable in the narrations and the authentic hadiths than us. If the khabar is sahih, the news is sahih, tell us it, educate us it with it, so we can take it and go towards it. Yahya ibn Ma'in, he said, Ma ra'aytu mithla Ahmad, I never saw anyone like Ahmad. Sahibnahu khamsina sana, 50 years we were in his companionship. We were with him. مَفْتَخَرَ عَلَيْنَا بِشَيْءٍ مِمَّا كَانَ فِيهِ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ. Never did he boast and brag something that he had that no one else had. He never said, I am better than Fulan, or I'm better than you, I've got this. Do you even have this? Exactly, this is what I have. 50 years I have been with him, Ahmad ibn Hanbal. مَفْتَخَرَ عَلَيْنَا بِشَيْءٍ مِمَّا كَانَ فِيهِ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ. A good that Allah gave him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, he never used it against us. Abdullah ibn Ahmad said, كان أبي يقرأ كل يوم سبعا. My father would every day recite a subah. وكان ينام نومة خفيفة بعد العشاء. He would sleep after عشاء, a very light sleep. ثم يقوم إلى الصبح. Then he would stand up to صلاة الصبح. يصلي ويدعو, making dua and begging Allah تبارك وتعالى. أحمد الدورقي, he said, لما قدم أحمد بن حنبل, when أحمد بن حنبل came from Yemen, من عند عبد الرزاق بن همام الصنعاني, he came from عبد الرزاق بن همام الصنعاني, رأيت به شحوبا بمكة وقد تبين عليه النصب والتعب. أحمد was tired and fatigued. فكلمته أحمد الدورقي, he said, I spoke to him. فقال he then said to me, هذا هين, this is a light matter. فما استفدنا من عبد الرزاق, يعني this is nothing فيما استفدنا من عبد الرزاق, in comparison to what we benefited from عبد الرزاق. المروذي he said, كان أبو عبد الله إذا ذكر الموتى خنقته العبرة. Ahmad was one, if he would speak about death, tears would come from him. وكان يقول, he even used to say, إذا ذكرت الموتى, whenever I remember death, هان علي كل أمر الدنيا, everything related to the dunya becomes insignificant to me. إنما هو طعام دون طعام ولباس دون لباس. It is food that we're going to, it's something we're going to eat and taste before the tasting comes. It's a clothing before the actual clothing. وإنها أيام قلائل, is a short period of time we're here. ما أعدل بالفقر شيئا, I would not choose anything over poverty, he said. وَلَوْ وَجَدْتُ السَّبِيلَ لَخَرَجْتُ حَتَّى لَا يَكُونُ لِي ذِكْرٌ. And if he said, if I could find a way that I could be in this world and no one actually knows who I am, I would try my best. And then he used to say, أُرِيدُ أَنْ أَكُونَ فِي شِعْبٍ بِمَكَّةَ, I wish I could just be in a valley in Mecca. حَتَّى لَا أُعْرَفَ, and no one knows who I am. قَدْ بُلِيتُ بِالشُّهْرَةِ, he said, I have been tested with fame. I have been tested by being known by everybody. Now, inshallah ta'ala, I want to go into the mihna of Imam Ahmad. And this is something vital and important when it comes to Imam Ahmad's life. I'm going to read from Imam al-Dhahabi, Sir Alam al-Nubala. Also the benefits that Imam al-Dhahabi mentions and what exactly took place. Imam al-Dhahabi, rahimahullah, he mentions and he says, As-sad'u bil-haqi azim. To stand up for the truth and to vocalize it, he said, is something very great. يحتاج إلى قوة وإخلاص. It requires strength and it requires sincerity. فالمخلص بلا قوة يعجز عن القيام. The sincere one who doesn't have any strength, he becomes weak when he comes to standing up for this responsibility and this. He can't. He's sincere, but he doesn't have the strength. والقوي, the one who is strong like him, بلا إخلاص, but he doesn't have any sincerity, يخذل, you'll be deceived. Money will deceive. فَمَنْ قَامَ بِهِمَا كَامِلًا. And anyone who has both, he's strong in his proofs and in his knowledge and he's grounded and he has a strong personality and he's also sincere, both. فَهُوَ صِدِّيقٌ. He's reached the level of صِدِّيقِيَّة. وَمَنْ ضَعُفَ. And anyone who is weak. فَلَا أَقَلَّ مِنَ التَّأَلُّمِ وَالْإِنْكَارِ بِالْقَلْبِ. Anyone who is weak, who doesn't have the strength or doesn't have the knowledge and it's not like that, then hate it in your heart. لَيْسَ وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ إِيمَانٌ وَلَا قُوَّةً إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. There is no iman after that. There's no strength except in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Imam al-Dhahabi said, كَانَ النَّاسُ the people were وَاحِدَةً together. The ummah were together. As Allah mentioned in the Quran, كَانَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً. The people were one. The ummah were united upon one religion, one belief system, one faith. All of it was together. وَدِينٌ قَائِمٌ وَدِينُهُمْ. And the people's religion was قَائِمًا فِي خِلَافَةِ أَبِي بَكْرٍ وَعُمَرَ. At the time of Abu Bakr and Umar, it was good. فَلَمَّا اسْتُشْهِدَ عُمَرُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ. When Umar was martyred, قَامَ رُؤُوسُ الشَّرِّ عَلَى الشَّهِيدِ عُثْمَانِ. A group of evil people, they came out against Uthman ibn Affan رضي الله تعالى عنه. حتى ذبح صبرا. Until he was slaughtered. وتفرقت الكلمة. The people's words يعني went different directions. People became divided. وتمت وقعة الجمل. And this led to the battle of Al-Jamal. ثم وقعة الصفين. The fight where now the companions of the Prophet ﷺ fought. And from there here came out a what? فَظَهَرَتِ الْخَوَارِجُ. The Khawarij came. وَكَفَّرَتْ سَادَةُ الصَّحَابَةِ. They made takfir of the Sahabas. The senior companions of the Prophet. Ali, Muawiyah, Amr ibn al-As, Khalid. They made takfir of all of them. ثُمَّ ظَهَرَتِ الرَّوَافِضُ وَالنَّوَاصِبُ. The Rawafid came. The Nawasib came. Evil groups came about. وَفِي آخِرِ زَمَانِ الصَّحَابَةِ. And at the ending of the time of the companions, a group known as the Qadariyya came. ثم ظهرت المعتزلة بالبصرة. And then a group known as the Mu'tazila came out in Basra. والجهمية والمجسمة بخراسان في أثناء عصر التابعين مع ظهور السنة وآلها إلى بعد المئتين. The جهمية came out, the Mu'tazila came out. And this, they came out in خراسان at the time of the Tabi'een, when the Sunnah was still apparent and the people of the Sunnah were alive, until after 200. فَظَهَرَ الْمَأْمُونَ الْخَلِيفَةِ. الْمَأْمُونَ became the Khalifa. وَكَانَ ذَكِيًّا مُتَكَلِّمًا. He was a very smart person. And he studied philosophy. لَهُ نَظَرٌ فِي الْمَعْقُولِ. He loved to look at, he loved rationality and he was into that. فاستجلب كتب الأوائل وعرب حكمة اليونان. Loving rationality is not a problem. Reasoning is what Islam loves. But basing it on the principles and the قواعد of Aristotle, Plato, that's where the problem comes from. So what happened was, he took those books and he translated it into Arabic. وقام في ذلك وقعد وخب ووضع ورفعت الجهمية والمعتزلة رؤوسها. The Jahmiyyah read those books now. The Mu'tazila the same. بل والشيعة, even the Shia, that was what it was. وآل به الحال, the situation became, brothers and sisters, أن حمل الأمة على القول بخلق القرآن. The issue came to the people starting to say that the Quran was created. وامتحن العلماء وامتحن العلماء. The scholars were tested. فلم يمهل. Not one of them was left. وهلك لعامه وخلى بعده شرا وبلاء في الدين. A big calamity was brought into the religion. فإن الأمة ما زالت على أن القرآن العظيم كلام الله ووحيه وتنزيله. The people believed that the Quran is the speech of Allah. The Quran is a revelation sent from Allah. لا يعرفون غير ذلك. The people didn't know all of this nonsense that was brought to them. حتى نبغ لهم القول, until a statement was created amongst them, بأنه كلام الله مخلوق. It is the speech of Allah, but it's created. وأنه إنما يضاف إلى الله, and that the only reason why we say it is the speech of Allah is إضافة تشريف, like we say كبيت الله وناقة الله, just the same way we say the house of Allah, the she camel of Allah, ناقة الله. فأنكر العلماء ذلك. The scholars, they spoke against the Jahmiyyah when they came out with this corruption and this deviation. ولم تكن الجهمية, brothers and sisters, the Jahmiyyah were not يظهرون, they were not bringing this belief to the public. في دولة المهدي, at the time of Mahdi, والرشيد, هارون الرشيد, والأمين, they weren't bringing it. فلما ولي المأمون, when مأمون took over, كان منهم, مأمون was one of them. وأظهر المقالة, he started to bring out the statement with them. محمد بن نوح said, قال هارون الرشيد, هارون الرشيد said, بلغني أن بشر بن غياث المريسي, بشر المريسي قبحه الله. What he said was to هارون الرشيد, إن القرآن مخلوق. He said this to هارون الرشيد, the Quran is created. Or it reached هارون الرشيد that بشر بن غياث المريسي saying the statement. So it reached هارون الرشيد that this man, this evil individual, بشر بن غياث المريسي, is saying that the Quran is مخلوق. فلله علي إن أظفرني به لأقتلنه. هارون الرشيد, if he said, if Allah gives me the chance and I get the opportunity, I will kill this man. So you can see the early Abbasi, they were not of this problem until Ma'mun came. Harun al-Rashid, this problem wasn't there. Before Harun al-Rashid was Mahdi, there was, this problem was not there. Time of Imam Malik, Mahdi was there. Harun al-Rashid, no problem. Al-Amin, no problem. It is when Ma'mun came. When Ma'mun came, it became a problem because he was one of them. He was influenced by this, يعني, the Greek, يعني, Greek logians and like Aristotle and Plato, all of their kalam, he was influenced by it. الدورقي, he said, وكان المريسي متواريا أيام الرشيد. He used to conceal himself, hide himself, بشم الغياث. فلما مات الرشيد, when Rashid died, ظهر ودعا إلى الضلالة. He came out in the open and he started to call to his misguidance. الإمام الذهبي said, ثم إن المأموم نظر في الكلام. المأمون started to look at علم الكلام. وناظرني debated regarding it. وبقي متوقفا في الدعاء إلى بدعاته. And he called the people to this innovation. أبو الفرج بن الجوزي, he said, خالطه قوم من المعتزلة. A group of people, they mixed up with المأمون. فحسنوا له القول بخلق القرآن. They made him see the Quran to be created something good. They said, this is the good idea. This is right, it's right, don't worry. وكان يتردد ويراقب بقايا الشيوخ ثم قوي عزمه وامتحن الناس. And that this idea became accepted to him, and then he started to test the people based on it. He started to what? Test the people on this. I want to mention a story, brothers and sisters, and I want you to all listen to the story and see how subhanallah just one person can really change a lot. Ibn Aktham says, قال لنا المأموم. Ibn Aktham says, one day we were sitting with Ma'mun, and then a man came to Ma'mun and he started to talk to him about the issue of Khalqul Qur'an and the Qur'an being created. Then Ma'mun said, لولا مكان يزيد بن هارون. If it wasn't due to this man, يزيد بن هارون, the scholar, if it wasn't for him, لأظهرت أن القرآن مخلوق. I would have come out in the open. Ma'mun is saying, he's the leader of the Muslims, Amir al-Mu'minin. He's saying, if it wasn't for يزيد بن هارون, I would come out and I would publicly يعني manifest my belief regarding the Quran being created. فقال بعض الجلساء, some of the people were sitting there, they said, يا أمير المؤمنين, the leader of the believers, ومن يزيد حتى يتقى. Who's يزيد for you to be scared of him? فقال, he said, ويحق إني أخاف إن أظهرت, I'm scared. مأمون is saying this, that if I come out in the open and I say this, أن يرد علي, that he's going to refute me. فيختلف الناس, then the people become divided. وتكون فتنة وأنا أكره الفتنة. And then a fitna starts from here and I dislike fitna. فقال الرجل, the man then said, فأنا أستخبره ذلك منه. Let me find out regarding this situation. Let me go see to Yazid ibn Harun. Ma'mun said, okay, go. Get news from him if you want. فخرج إلى واسط. He went to واسط where Yazid ibn Harun was. فجاء إلى يزيد. He came to Yazid. وقال, he said to him, يا أبا خالد, the man said to Yazid, the man who came to him in Wasit said to Yazid ibn Harun, he said to him, يا أبا خالد, إن أمير المؤمنين يقرئك السلام. The leader of the believers, المأمون, he's giving you salams. ويقول لك, and he's saying to you, إني أريد أن أظهر خلق القرآن. I want to bring out in the open that the Quran is created. The leader is saying that to you. First of all, he's giving you salams, and he's saying to you, the leader of the Muslims is saying to you, Al-Ma'mun, he's saying to you, Inni uridu an udhira khalq al-Quran. I want to go out and bring the concept of khalq al-Quran out in the open. Yazid ibn Harun, and he said to the man, Kadabta ala amir al-mu'minina. You're lying upon the leader of the believers. Amir al-mu'minina la yahmilu al-nasa ala ma la ya'rifunahu. The leader of the believer, Al-Ma'mun, he will not carry the people onto that which they don't know. فإن كنت صادقا, if you're telling the truth, فقعد, stay here. فإذا اجتمع الناس, when the people come في المجلس, in the gathering, فقل, say what you said. قال فلما كان الغد, when the next day came, اجتمعوا, the people came together. فقام, he stood. فقال مقالته, he said his statement. The man who came from المأمون said his statement. فقال يزيد, يزيد ابن هارون said in front of the people, كذبت على أمير المؤمنين. You have lied upon the believer, the leader of the believers, يعني المأمون. إنه لا يحمل, إنه لا يحمل الناس. He will not take to the people something they have no knowledge of. ولم يقل به أحد. And no one has said this. The man then, he said, فرجع الرجل إلى المأمون. So now what he learned was, Yazid ibn Harun, the people who were there sitting, they listened to him. The way they were obedient to him, they would listen to him. So the man went back to Ma'mun. And he said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, kunta anta a'lam. Wallahi, you knew it. You were right. وَقَصَّ عَلِي الْخَبَرِ, and he told him the story. يعني Yazid ibn Harun was speaking, and the people, not one person stood up and said, oh, the Quran is makhluq, Yazid, you're wrong. And no one objected. Because remember, the man who's coming is saying that the leader of the believers is saying this. And Yazid ibn Harun saying, كذبت, lied. Such a thing will never be accepted. The leader didn't. No one stood up and said, no. If the leader of the believers said, we're with him. Sorry, Yazid. The influence, the strength, the power that one man had. And he was feared by Ma'mun. Which is when the person stands up to the truth and the haqq, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala raises him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what Allah does. Salih ibn Ahmad ibn Hanbal said, the son of Imam Ahmad Salih, he said, ثُمَّ امْتُحِنَ الْقَوْمُ وَوُجِّهَ بِمَنْ امْتَنَعَ إِلَى الْحَبْسِ فَأَجَابَ الْقَوْمُ جَمِيعًا غَيْرَ أَرْبَعَةٍ. Ma'mun started to test the people. All of them. The Quran is makhluq after that. He started to test the people. وَوُجِّيَ بِمَنْ امْتَنَعَ إِلَى الْحَبْسِ. And anyone who refused would be imprisoned. فَأَجَابَ الْقَوْمُ جَمِيعًا. Everybody accepted. حَتَّى يَحْيَى بْنُ مَعِينَ. He said, the Quran is makhluq. He gave in. Four people refused to give in. Muhammad ibn Nuh. He never heard. الْقَوَارِيرِي and الْحَسَنِ ibn Hammad السَّجَّادَ and Ahmad ibn Hanbal. So the first one is who? Ahmad ibn Hanbal. The second one is Muhammad ibn Nuh. The third one was Al-Qawariri. And the fourth one is Al-Hasan ibn Hammad Sajjada. The last two, which is Al-Qawariri and Al-Hasan ibn Hammad Sajjada, they finally changed their opinion and accepted that the Quran is makhluq. Out of fear, of course, they didn't believe it. They gave in after they saw the consequences that would happen if they hold on to their view. The two that did not change their opinion, who stuck by it and did not waver was Muhammad ibn Nuh and Ahmad ibn Hanbal. When they two refused and they said, we're not going to give in, the Quran is kalamullah ghayru makhluq. Ahmad ibn Hanbal and Muhammad ibn Nuh were put in prison. They were told, okay, take them to prison. But they refused. Then a letter came from the Rasul, which said both of them should be put in a cage, chained, and brought to Ma'mun. Both of them. Abu Ma'mar al-Qati'iyu, he said, لما أحضرنا إلى دار السلطان أيام المحنة وكان أحمد بن حنبل قد أحضر فلما رأى الناس يجيبون وكان رجلا لينا فانتفخت أوداجه واحمرت عيناه وذهب ذلك اللين. Ahmed was known as a soft man, simple, easygoing person, soft. But when this issue of Khalqul Quran came, Ahmed ibn Hanbal, and the people were starting to give in, فانتفخت أوداجه, Ahmed's mouth and his jaws bloated, his eyes became red, and the softness that he had was gone. Toughness, strong strength that Ahmed ibn Hanbal showed. Rahimahullah rahmatan wasi'a. So when Ahmed ibn Hanbal, they asked him to say the Quran is makhluq, فانتفخت أوداجه وحمرت عيناه وذهب ذلك اللين فقلت أبشر حدثنا ابن فضيل عن الوليد بن عبد الله بن جميع عن أبي سلمة قال كان من أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من إذا أريد على شيء من أمر ديني رأيت حماليق عينيه في رأسه تدور كأنه مجنون. أحمد بن حنبل رحمه الله رحمة واسعة, he didn't give in. And he mentioned that the Sahaba to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if they were asked about a matter in their religion, it was like they were crazy, the ways that they looked. Yani, they never took it as a light matter. Ibn Abi Usama mentions, he says, حُكْيَا, it was told to us, لَنَا أَنَّ أَحْمَدَ قِيلَ لَهُ أَيَّامَ الْمِحْنَةِ, the days of the mihna, it was said to Imam Ahmed, يَا أَبَا عَبْدِ اللَّهِ أَوَلَا تَرَى الْحَقَّ كَيْفَ ظَهَرَ عَلَى الْبَاطِلِ, have you not seen, أَلَا تَرَى الْحَقَّ, do you not see, okay, كَيْفَ ظَهَرَ عَلَيْهِ الْبَاطِلُ, how the falsehood has now overcome the haqq, do you not see how the falsehood has now prevailed and the haqq has gone? فقال كلا, Ahmed said, no, not at all. إن ظهور الباطل على الحق, falsehood becoming more apparent over the truth means أن تنتقل القلوب من الهدى إلى الضلالة. It means when the hearts change from guidance to misguidance. وقلوبنا بعد لازمة للحق. But rather, our hearts are still firm upon the truth. So no, the باطل has not prevailed. Abu Ja'far al-Anbari mentions, he says, لما حمل أحمد إلى المأمون, when Ahmed ibn Hanbal was being taken to Al-Ma'mun. Now Ahmed ibn Hanbal, the letter came from Tarasus, commanding Ahmed and Muhammad ibn Nuh to be both brought. So Abu Ja'far al-Anbari, he said, فَعَبَرْتُ الْفُرَاتَ, I traveled over the Euphrates River. فَإِذَا أَحْمَدٌ جَالِسُ فِي الْخَانِ, Ahmed was sitting in his cage. فَسَلَّمْتُ عَلَيْهِ فَقَالَ يَا أَبَا جَعْفَرٍ تعنيت فقلت له أنت اليوم. Look at these powerful words that he used. He gave salams to him. فقلت له, I said to him, أنت اليوم رأس والناس يقتدون بك. Ahmed, والله you're a leader. Okay. والناس يقتدون بك, and the people are following you. فوالله لئن أجبت إلى خلق القرآن, if you accept the concept of the Quran being created today, ليجيبن خلق, many people will follow you in it. وَإِنْ أَنْتَ لَمْ تُجِبْ, and if you don't obey it and you don't listen to them and you stay strong, لَيَمْتَنِعَنَّ خَلْقٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ كَثِيرٌ, many people will withhold because of you. وَمَعْ هَذَا فَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ إِنْ لَمْ يَقْتُلْكَ فَإِنَّكَ تَمُوتُ, with that all being said, فَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ إِنْ لَمْ يَقْتُلْكَ, if this man Ma'mun does not kill you, فَإِنَّكَ تَمُوتُ, you're one day gonna die anyways. لَا بُدَّ مِنَ الْمَوْتِ, فَاتَّقِ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُجِبْ, Ahmed, fear Allah and do not obey. فجعل أحمد يبكي. أحمد was crying from those words. ويقول أن يوسين ما شاء الله. ثم قال يا أبا جعفر أعد علي. أبا جعفر الألباني repeat what you said to me again one more time. فأعدت له فأعدت له sorry فأعدت له I repeated those words for him. وهو يقول أن أحمد kept saying ما شاء الله and he was crying. رحمه الله. محمد بن إبراهيم البوشنجي he said جعلوا يذاكرون أبا عبد الله يعني الإمام أحمد في التقية وما روي فيها. فقال لهم كيف تصنعون بحديث خباب إن من كان قبلكم كان ينشر أحدهم بالمنشار لا يصده ذلك عن دينه. قال فأيسنا منه. ثم قال أحمد لست أبالي بالحبس ما هو ومنزلي إلا واحد ولا قتلا بالسيف وإنما أخاف فتنة الصوت. فسمعه بعض أهل الحبس فقال لا عليك يا أبا عبد الله فما هو إلا سوطاني ثم لا تدري أين يقع الباقي فكأنه سري عنه. محمد بن إبراهيم البوشنجي سجعلوا يذاكرون أحمد يذاكرون أبا عبد الله they were speaking to revising with الإمام أحمد رحمه الله تعالى. In the issue of التقيه, yeah, if a person is forced to say the Quran is created, okay, you're forced to say the Quran is created, you don't believe the Quran is created, but you've been put under duress, coerced into it, can you say it to save yourself? Like Ammar ibn Yasir, إِلَّا مَنْ أُكْرِهَ وَقَلْبُهُ مُطْمَئِنٌ بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَكِنْ مَنْ شَرَحَ بِالْكُفْرِ صَدَّرَ فَعَلِمْ غَضَبٌ. And can you use the ayah as a base? فقال لهم, he said, كيف تصنعون بحديث خباب? Ahmed was not accepting that from anybody. He said, okay, what about the hadith of Khabbab? What are you going to do with that? إِنَّ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ كَانَ يُنْشَرُ أَحَدٌ بِالْمِنْشَارِ لَا يَسُدُّ ذَلِكَ عَنْ دِينِ. That one of them, a blade will be put on their heads and it will be split into two and that will not take them from their religion. Ahmed, they were trying to convince him to take the, you know, just say it, save yourself. So they gave up from him. فَأَيْسْنَا مِنْهُ. We gave up. Ahmed was not giving in. He kept saying, I have to stand my grounds. I can't let them force this false belief onto me. ثُمَّ قَالَ أَحْمَدُ. Ahmed finally said to them, لَسْتُ أُبَالِي بِالْحَبْسِ. I don't care about prison. مَا هُوَ وَمَنْزِلِي إِلَّا وَاحِدٌ. My house looks like a prison anyways. Allahu Akbar. وَلَا قَتْلًا بِالسَّيْفِ. And I'm not even scared about them striking my neck and killing me. إِنَّمَا أَخَافُ فِتْنَةَ الصَّوْطِ. The only thing I'm scared of, torture. To be lashed and beaten. فَسَمِعَهُ بَعْضُ أَهْلِ الْحَبْسِ. Some of the people of the prison, they heard him say that. فقال he, they said to him, لا عليك يا أبا عبد الله. أبا عبد الله, even that is not, don't worry about hitting. فما هو إلا سوطاني. It's the only first two hits that really hurt. ثم what comes after that, the third and the fourth and the fifth and whatever comes after it, لا تدري أين يقع الباقي. You won't know where it falls. Your body, your brain will shut down and you won't know where the rest will hit you. فكأنه سري عنه. That made Ahmed pleased. صالح بن أحمد said, حمل أبي ومحمد بن نوح من بغداد مقيدين. Both of them, my father and Muhammad ibn Nuh, both of them were chained and they were in cages and they were taken from Baghdad. فصرنا معهما إلى الأنبار. We stayed with them until we reached the river, الأنبار. فسار أبو بكر الأحول أبي يا أبا عبد الله إن عرضت على السيف تجيب. قال لا. أبو بكر الأحول, he asked الإمام أحمد, he said, يا أبا عبد الله, إن عرضت, if they present to you, or they present to you the sword, would you obey them? Would you just give in? He said, no. Then they went on. Abu Salih said, I heard my father saying, سرنا إلى الرحبة ورحلنا منها في جوف الليل. They came to a place called الرحبة. Al-Rahba is a place between Al-Raqqa and Baghdad. Okay? A man came to Ahmed ibn Hanbal. As they were there, a man came and he said, أَيُّكُمْ Ahmed. He asked, who is Ahmed from Muhammad ibn Nuh and Imam Ahmed? He said, who is Ahmed ibn Hanbal from amongst you? And Ahmed then said, here, I'm Ahmed ibn Hanbal. فَقَالَ لَهُ, he said, يَا Ahmed, Ahmed, مَا عَلَيْكَ أَن تُقْتَلَهَا هُنَا وَتَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ. Ahmed, there's nothing upon you for you to be killed here. And he took his finger and he put it on his throat. You'll just be killed and hit here. And you'll be striking. And that's all they're going to do. Cut your head off. And all you're going to do is going to die and go to Jannah, inshallah. Then he said to him, أستودعك الله. And then he left. That man only traveled just to say that to Imam Ahmed, rahimahullah. فسألت عنه أحمد. I asked about this man. I said to him, هذا الرجل, who's he? فقيل إيه وسيت أحمد المحمل. هذا رجل من العرب من ربيعة. He's a man from the people of ربيعة. يعمل الشعراء. He does poetry في البادية in the livestock. He's a Bedouin man. His name is جابر بن عامر. He's يذكر بخير. His good things are mentioned about him. إبراهيم بن عبد الله, he mentions, قال أحمد بن حنبل ما سمعت كلمة منذ وقعت في هذا الأمر أقوى من كلمة أعرابي كلمني بها في رحبتي طوقين. أحمد said, since this whole issue came to me and this whole problem hit me, the words of this man was the greatest thing I heard. Strengthen الإمام أحمد رحمه الله. He said to Ahmed, إن يقتلك الحق مت شهيدا. If the truth, you're killed because of the truth, are you going to die as a what? Martyr. وإن عشت, and if you live and they don't kill you now because you held your ground there, وإن عشت عشت حميدا, and you're going to live with honor. فقوى قلبي. Ahmed said, my heart became even more stronger. And this shows us, brothers, the effect that words have, صح? When you encourage someone in good. صالح بن أحمد, he said, قال أبي, my dad said, his father told him the story. He said, فلما صرنا إلى أذنة, when we went to أذنة, and يعني المدينة التركية المعروفة, still it's a famous place today. صالح بن أحمد, he said, قال أبي, فلما صرنا إلى أذنة ورحلنا منها. صالح بن أحمد said, my father Ahmed said that when we were in this place, ورحلنا منها في جوف الليل, and we left it in the middle of the night. وفتح لنا بابها, and these doors were open for us. إذا رجل قد دخل, a man entered unto us. فقال, he said, البشرى, glad tidings, glad tidings. قد مات الرجل, the man died. يعني المأمون. Yeah, the leader of the believers died, المأمون. The man we're going towards, he died. And Imam Ahmed said, وكنت أدعو الله, I used to make dua to Allah, ألا أراه, that I do not see this man. فلم أراه. I never saw him, alhamdulillah. مات, he died. He died, this man. وبقي أحمد محبوسا. Ahmed stayed in Raqqa, in prison, until Mu'tasim was given the bay'ah after the death of his brother. And then Ahmed was, فرد أحمد, أحمد إلى بغداد. And Ahmed was sent to Baghdad. صالح then said, لما صدر أبي ومحمد بن نوح إلى طرسوس, يعني رد في أقيادهما. Ahmed ibn Hanbal and Muhammad ibn Nuh, now Ma'mun passed away, both of them have been now sent back to يعني where they came from, and they no longer had to go to Al-Ma'mun because now he's not in power anymore. Al-Mu'tasim has taken over. When they reached a place called Raqqa, حُمِلَ فِي سَفِينَةٍ, they were both placed on a boat. فَلَمَّا وَصَلَ إِلَى عَانَةٍ, when they reached a place called Aana, Muhammad ibn Nuh died. وَفُكَّ قَيْدُهُ, and they took the chains off him, he died, and Imam Ahmed prayed on him. Hanbal, he mentions, he said, قَالَ أَبُو عَبْدِ اللَّهِ, Ahmed ibn Hanbal said, مَا رَأَيْتُ أَحَدًا عَلَى حَدَاثَةِ سِنِّهِ, I have never seen a person who's young in age, أقوم بأمر الله من محمد بن نوح, who's more staunch and tough on the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than محمد بن نوح. إني لأرجو أن يكون قد ختم له بخير. I hope that he's concluded that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that حسن الخاتمة. Young, very strong on the truth. The rest of Al-Qawariri and all of the which I mentioned, they gave up, they surrendered. حَتَّى يَحْيَ بْنَ مَعِينَ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ رَحْمَةً وَاسِعَةً. And Muhammad ibn Nuh, no, stayed onto it. He said to Imam Ahmed one day, يَا أَبَا عَبْدِ اللَّهِ اللَّهَ اللَّهَ, by Allah I swear you, إِنَّكَ لَسْتَ مِثْلِي, you're not like me, okay? أَنْتَ رَجُلٌ يُقْتَدَى بِكْ, the people, they follow you. قَدْ مَدَّ الْخَلْقُ أَعْنَاقَهُمْ إِلَيْكَ, the people, their necks are يعني pulled towards your direction. They're all looking at you. لما يكون منك. Everyone is looking, what is Ahmed going to do? فاتق الله أحمد, fear Allah. واثبت لأمر الله. Be firm on the commandments of Allah. Be firm in this time. Ahmed said, this is what he said to me. Muhammad ibn Nuh. Famat, and he died. وَصَلَّيْتُ عَلَيْهِ وَدَفَنْتُهُ. He passed away, I prayed on him and I buried him. رحمه رحمة واسعة. Ahmed then was taken from one prison to another prison to another prison until he was brought to the presence of the leader. He was brought in. Ahmed said, يعني, I was grabbed and I was brought to Al-Mu'tasim. Okay? وأنا أحمل أقياد. Ahmed said, I was carrying my chains. وإذا هو جالس, the leader was sitting down there, Al-Mu'tasim. وأحمد بن أبي دؤاد حاضر. أحمد بن أبي دؤاد was present. Okay. وقد جمع خلقا كثيرا من أصحابه. And there was أحمد بن أبي دؤاد, the leader of the معتزلة, he was قاضي القضاة, Ministry of Justice. Okay. And أحمد بن حنبل was brought with his chains, and they were all sitting there. Okay. And أحمد رحمه الله didn't even look at him. Ahmed rahimahullah, he refused to look at him. It was mentioned that Ahmed rahimahullah, when he entered Muhammad ibn Ibrahim al-Bushanji, he said, حدثني بعض أصحابنا أن أحمد بن أبي دؤاد أقبل على أحمد يكلمه. Ahmed ibn Abi Duad came forward to speak to Imam Ahmed. فلم يلتفت إلي. Ahmed never even looked at him. And then Mu'tasim said to him, يا أحمد ألا تكلم أبا عبد الله. Why are you not going to look at Ahmed ibn Abi Duad? Why don't you speak to him? فقلت أحمد said, لست أعرفه من أهل العلم فأكلمه. I don't consider him to be from the people of knowledge for me to talk to him. Because he was the one that was pushing the whole entire movement of the Quran being created. أحمد بن أبي دعاد بشر المريسي قبحهم الله. So أحمد بن حنبل, a debate was placed between him and them. And أحمد didn't want to debate them because he didn't consider them to be from the people of knowledge at all. So أحمد بن حنبل was told to come close. Al-Mu'tasim said, "Udnu, udnu, come close, come close." Ahmed said, "Falam yazal, yudnini hatta qarubtu minhu, thumma qal ijlis." He said to Ahmed, "Sit down." Fajalastu, Ahmed said, "I sat down." Waqad athqalatni al-aqyadu, the chains that I had on me were very heavy. Famakathtu qalilan, I remained for a little bit. Thumma qultu, I then said to him, "Ata'dhanu fil kalam?" Mu'tasim, are you going to give me a chance to talk? The leader said, "Takallam, speak, say what you want." فَقُلْتُ أَحْمَدْ said to him, إِلَى مَا دَعَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ, what did Allah and His Messenger call to? فَسَكَتَهُ نَيْئَةً, Al-Mu'tasim went quiet for a little bit. And then he said to Ahmed ibn Hanbal, إِلَى شَهَادَةِ أَنْ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. That's what he called to, the Prophet and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَقُلْتُ Al-Mu'tasim, Ahmed said to Al-Mu'tasim, فَأَنَا أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah. ثم قلت, I then said to him, إن جدك ابن عباس, your granddad Abbas. Sorry, your granddad Abdullah ibn Abbas. Because remember, this is the Dawla al-Abbasiyya. They attribute themselves back to Abdullah ibn Abbas. So he said to him, إن جدك ابن عباس, your granddad Abdullah ibn Abbas, يقول says, لما قدم وفد عبد القيس, that when the delegation of عبد القيس came على رسول الله, to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, they asked him عن الإيمان, they asked the Prophet about إيمان, this delegation, and the Prophet said أتدرون ما الإيمان, the Prophet asked them, he said to them, do you know الإيمان, and they said الله ورسوله أعلم, Allah and His Messenger know. The Prophet said الإيمان is الشهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وأن تعطوا الخمس من المغنم. Ahmed narrated that hadith. That's what Iman is. And Ahmed is trying to say, that's what I do. So why am I in these chains for? I'm a Muslim. I bear witness to all of that. I pray my five daily prayers. I believe in there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and Muhammad is His Messenger. I pray my five daily prayers. Zakat. وَأَنْ تُعْطُوا الْخُمُسَ مِنَ الْمَغْنَمِ. Then Al-Mu'tasim said, لَوْلَا أَنِّي وَجَدْتُكَ فِي يَدِي مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلِي مَا عَرَضْتُ لَكَ. If I was not to see you in this situation already before I came into power, I would not have put you in it. You were put in this situation before me. Al-Ma'mun put you in this situation. It's not me who started it to you. ثم قال, he then said, يا عبد الرحمن بن إسحاق ألم أمرك برفع المحنة. Then Al-Mu'tasim said to عبد الرحمن بن إسحاق, did I not tell you to uplift this whole entire trial and tribulation and remove it? فقلت الله أكبر. أحمد said, I then said to him, Allah is great. إن في هذا لفرجا للمسلمين. Then this is good. It's an opening for the Muslims. ثم قال لهم. Then the leader, المعتصم, said to Ibn Abi Duad and those who were sitting there. He said, ناظروه. Debate him now, Ahmed Muhammad. You have the opportunity. You guys have been pushing this for so long. Debate him now. وكلموه, and talk to him. يا عبد الرحمن. Speak to him. فقال, he then said, عبد الرحمن ibn Ishaq said, ما تقول في القرآن؟ أحمد, what do you say regarding the Quran? قلت أحمد and said to him, ما تقول أنت في علم الله؟ What do you say about Allah's knowledge? In other words, the Quran is the speech of Allah. And Ahmed asked him about the knowledge of Allah. The speech of Allah is a characteristic of Allah, and the knowledge is a characteristic of Allah. So what you say about the knowledge of Allah is what I will say about يعني, the speech of Allah. What you say about the knowledge of Allah now is what I'm going to say about the speech of Allah. So in other words, he can't. So he avoided that answer. فسكت, he went quiet. Instead of answering Ahmed's question, he went to another second question. He said, فقال لي بعضهم, أليس قال الله تعالى, hasn't Allah not said in the Quran, الله خالق كل شيء? And some scholars mentioned Ahmed ibn Abi Duad was the one who said this. He said to him, did Allah not say in the Quran, الله خالق كل شيء? That Allah created everything? والقرآن أليس شيئا? Is the Quran not under this? Allah خالق كل شيء. Allah created everything. So that means Allah created the Quran. The Quran falls under شيء. Ahmed then said to him, did Allah not also say in the Quran, تُدَمِّرُ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, that this, the wind that Allah sent to the people of Ad, it destroyed everything. And we know it didn't destroy everything. It only destroyed what Allah wanted it to destroy. But the word kul here was used. But it didn't mean everything. Okay. So Allah خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ means Allah created everything other than His characteristics and attributes, of course. So then they said, okay. Then they said, okay, what about the ayah? مَا يَأْتِي مِن ذِكْرِ مِن رَبِّهِمْ مُحْدَثٍ. So the word dhikr is mentioned here, which they are trying to say is the Quran. And Allah referred to the Quran as something which is muhdath, something that came about, newly invented, newly made. And then if something is muhdath, it means it's makhluq. Because Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is not muhdath. أَفَيَكُونُ مُحْدَثٌ إِلَّا مَخْلُوقًا. It can't be muhdath unless it's created. That's what he said to him, Ahmed ibn Hanbal. Ahmed then said to them, صَاد وَالْقُرْآنِ ذِكْر. The dhikr that was mentioned in the ayah that they mentioned, مَا يَأْتِيهِ مِنْ ذِكْرٍ, is a nakira. It's a nakira, meaning it's indefinite. And when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala talks about the Qur'an in Surah Sad, what did he say? Sad wal-Qur'ani, sorry, the dhikr. And dhikr here is mu'arraf. So Ahmed said, فَالذِكْرُ هُوَ الْقُرْآنُ وَتِلْكَ لَيْسَ فِيهَا لَامٌ فِيهَا أَلِفٌ وَلَامٌ. The first one that you guys mentioned, مَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ ذِكْرٍ, it's a nakira. There's no alif and lam in there. But al-dhikr, with an alif and lam, then that's the Quran. Then they said, oh, what about the hadith of Imran ibn Husayn? Where the hadith says, inna Allah khalaqa al-dhikra. Now what are you going to say? And then he responded to them, because he's the imam in hadith. He said, hada khata, that hadith is wrong. The hadith that we narrated from all of the scholars of hadith is, inna Allah katab al-dhikra. Then they went silent. Then they use the hadith, مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ مِنْ جَنَّةٍ وَلَا نَارٍ وَلَا سَمَاءٍ وَلَا أَرْضٍ أَعْظَمٍ مِنْ آيَةِ الْكُرْسِي. So they said to him, here it is, Allah is saying He's created the sama, He created the earth. Allah is saying He created the ayat al-kursi. So ayat al-kursi is the Quran, Allah created it. Ahmed responded and he said, إِنَّمَا وَقَعَ الْخَلْقُ, the creating has now fallen towards عَلَى الْجَنَّةِ وَالنَّارِ وَالسَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَمْ يَقَعَ عَلَى الْقُرْآنِ. It's not referring to the Quran, it's going back to the Jannah and the Nar and the Sama and the Ard. Then they said, okay, what about the hadith? Hadith al-Khabbab. Ya halatah, taqarrab ila Allah bima istata'ta, fa innaka lan tataqarrab ilayhi bi shay'in ahabba ilayhi min kalamihi. Ahmed then said to them, ahakadha huwa? Is it like that? Yani, is the hadith really like that? Salih then mentioned, at this point, Ahmed silenced him. وَجَعَلَ ابْنَ أَبِي دُؤَادٍ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ أَبِي. He kept looking at his father. Ibn Abi Duad was so angry and furious, fuming. He looked at Ahmed ibn Hanbal, didn't know what to do. And then his father said, Ahmed ibn Hanbal said, رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ, وَكَانَ يَتَكَلَّمُ هَذَا. This person will talk. فَأَرُدُّ عَلَيْهِ. Ahmed will respond back to him. He said, anyone who spoke, I respond to all of them. Ahmed, رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ, mentioned. And then They didn't know what to say. Ibn Abi Duad became very furious. And then he said, Ya Amir al-Mu'minin, huwa wallahi dalun mudillun mubtadi. This man is misguided. He's misguiding the people and he's an innovator. Then the leader said, Nah, kalimuh, talk to him, debate him, stop salting him. Bring something to the table. And then the leader said, Wayhaka ya Ahmed. Ahmed, why are you doing this? What are you saying? And Ahmed looked at him and said, Ya Amir al-Mu'minin, a'tuni shay'an min kitabillahi. Oh, sunnat ya Rasulillah. Give me an ayah from the Quran that says the Quran is created. Give me a hadith from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Hatta aqula bih, so I can say what you guys are saying. Rahimahullah rahmatan wasi'a. And he was, that summarized everything for Ahmed. Give me the Quran, I will take it. Give me the sunnah, I will take it. I'm not going to take your philosophy and your ilm al-kalam, your jahl and your khuza'balat and takharrusat. Anah. Give me an ayah from the Quran. Give me a hadith and I will take it. And Ahmed rahimahullah was tested deeply until Allah tabarak wa ta'ala brought him out of this fitna. And Ahmed rahimahullah, he came out as a scholar, an imam, raised beyond and above everything. Now inshaAllah ta'ala, I want to speak about the final moments of Imam Ahmed. Abdullah ibn Ahmed ibn Hanbal, and he said, سمعت أبي يقول, I heard my father say, استكملت سبعا وسبعين سنة. I am now 77 years of age. Okay? And I finished it. ودخلت في ثمانين. And I'm now going to enter the 78th year of my life. Ahmed reached, رحمه الله, 78 years of age. صالح, he said, لما كان أول ربيع الأول من سنة إحدى وأربعين ومئتين حم أبي ليلة الأربعاء ومات وهو محموم يتنفس تنفسا شديدا. Ahmed became يعني fever went up into the air. He started to breathe heavily رحمه الله رحمة واسعة. And this was the month of the أول ربيع الأول, the first of ربيع الأول, when the year was سنة إحدى وأربعين, the 41st يعني 241 هجرية. Okay, this was on a Wednesday. He became very, the temperature went up, the people became too much. Ahmed رحمه الله وكثر الناس, the people became a lot. رحمه الله رحمة واسعة. And Ahmed رحمه الله, before he died, he used to say about the innovators, بيننا وبين المبتدعة, between us and the innovators, the people of whom the desires, is the janazah. يعني who is أهل الخير and who is the people of righteousness will be determined by their janazah. And Ahmed رحمه الله, he was brought out for the janazah, and it was a big day, a very big day where many people came out. رحمه الله رحمة واسعة. I'm going to conclude there, inshallah ta'ala. Anything which I have said that was wrong or incorrect is from me and shaitan, and Allah and His Messenger are both free from it. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdi, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayh.
We're now teaching exclusive live online classes to our students via Patreon. We have three classes every single week, a beginner's class, an intermediate class, and an advanced class which is taught in Arabic. If you want to find out more details and are interested in joining, then head over to patreon.com/AMAU.